Welcome to the IT Job Coach Podcast, your go-to source for IT career advice and guidance. Whether you're just entering the workforce, seeking to make a career pivot, or you have recently experienced job loss, this podcast is here to support you. Now, here's your host, Frank DiMeo.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Lost to Boss. Our topic for today is resume length. How long or short should my resume be? And there are many schools of thought on this. And if you ask 10 people, you may get 10 different answers. So we're here to go over my thoughts on resume length and, in my experience, what works out the best. You definitely don't want to have a resume less than one page. Less than one page can lead the hiring manager to assume that you don't have the skills or the experience necessary to undertake the role of the position. So you definitely want to have at least one page for a resume. And that's really the sweet spot, is one page. For most folks, especially for entry level, you definitely only want one page resume. Two pages are really reserved for folks who are going for positions of authority or those who have many years of experience. And in my opinion, you don't ever want to go over two pages. Now, why is that important? It's because hiring managers and recruiters are looking at resumes very quickly. They're scanning through so many different resumes. They don't have time to read a very large resume. And in fact, you'd be surprised at how quickly hiring managers and recruiters are looking at resumes. I was shocked to hear that on average, it's actually 8 seconds. So you have 8 seconds for a hiring manager or a recruiter to look at your resume and decide if you're the right candidate to go to the next phase, which hopefully is an interview. So let's double click into less than a one-page resume. As a recent graduate or somebody just entering the workforce, you may feel like you don't have enough material to put on your resume to fill out an entire page. So this is where you really have to get creative. While a recent graduate or someone just entering the workforce may have a tough time rounding out their resume and fill that entire page, it's really important to go the extra length to do that. Now, you can do that in multiple ways. One is, you're always going to have a heading at the top of your resume, right? Who you are, where you're located, your contact information. And then underneath that, it's best to maybe write down a few sentences summarizing what it is that that hiring manager or recruiter are going to look at in that resume, because it kind of gives them a quick way to say, oh, okay, this person's skills are this, this person's experience is this. So that will definitely take up some of your real estate. Then you want to have your hard skills and your soft skills. So what are those technical skills that you have? In an IT resume, those are very important. What are you familiar with? What systems, what applications, what technologies? Those are all things that can also go on your resume to help with that real estate. Of course, you want to have your education in there as well. And then definitely it's important to put in any work experience that you have. And this can include specific work experience. It could be work experience that you got even from volunteering. And it's also very important to put in your internships that you've had. Of course, that is very important as well. Now, one of the things that you can also add to a resume to help increase that length to a page are things along the lines of projects, what I like to call projects. Now, for someone who is a software developer or someone who's trying to get into the software development field, right, projects are very simple to come up with. You have some coding projects that you've done. Hopefully, maybe they're out there in the Git. So this way you can put some links to some of those things that you've done, some of those applications you've built or some of those things that you have coded. And that is a very nice way to add on to that as well. But you can also add projects for other areas too. So say you're going for a system administration position, you can add a project in there that maybe talks about how you built a server to do X, Y, and Z, or how you built a server with Active Directory, or all of those different things. Those can be listed under projects, and they can be personal projects and they can be work-related projects. But that's another way. So when you really don't have a lot of work experience, those are different ways that you can round that out. So those two-page resumes are submitted for any position that has a high level of authority or responsibility, right? Someone who has many years of experience, someone who's applying for a senior level position, that kind of thing. Now, it's also important to keep in mind these five tips. Even if you are at two pages, remember and you think, oh, I need to have two pages because I have 30 years of experience. It's always important to be concise on your resume. Use bullet points, use short phrases, right? Action verbs, think about that, right? Because hiring managers and recruiters, like we said, 8 seconds. So they need to be able to review this quickly and see that your skills match to what they're looking for. You also want to make sure you pay attention to the layout, right? You want to have the appropriate margins, the right text size, you know, 10 to 12 points. Don't make them too small, right? Don't make it too big. Make it easy to read and keep it to that right font size. You also want to focus on what's important, right? Tailor your resume to only include relevant skills and experience that apply to the job. You may have 30 years of experience and you've touched every technology going back to like Windows NT 4.0, but is that really relevant today? Probably not, unless in that job description it says we want people with Windows NT 4.0 experience. Yes, absolutely put that in there. But if that's not in the job description, do not put that in your resume, right? Be concise. Look at what's going to be relevant to the position you're applying for and target what that job is asking for specifically. And another thing to keep in mind is the reason why you ask 10 people how long a resume should be and you get 10 different answers is because a resume should really be as long as you need it to be. Even with 1 page to 2 pages, right, and those general rules of thumb, make it so it's the resume length that you need it to be for the position you're applying for the experience that you have. And that's the important piece of it. So that's gonna wrap it up for today. Thank you for listening. I hope that answered your question about how long your resume should be. If you like this episode, be sure to check out the next one. Thank you.
If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and review to stay up to date with the IT Job Coach podcast and get all the behind the scenes content. You can check us out on www.losttoboss.com.